The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, great minds and thinkers. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of I Can Help, a show about small business. And we're brought to you by Hydrolite, which helps boost the immune system. And who am I? Well, I'm Mark the Spark. I'm your host. Yes, a handsome devil with a face for radio. And the I Can Help show comes to you every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30 p.m., streaming worldwide on all major podcasts, such as Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and more. And we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. And not to be confused with the Bermuda Triangle. Very different. You can find us at 1170 AM, reaching down to Tijuana, and 96.1 FM all the way up to Long Beach. And I'd like to give a shout-out to San Clemente, a little town of about 65,000 people. Such a beautiful little town. I hear we have a listener there. And also a shout-out to Ocean Beach. I did get an email from someone in Ocean Beach. It's a small little place, about 31,000. And Huntington Beach, one of my favorite places. I used to work in Huntington Beach. They also have about quite a crowd, 198,000. And shout out to all three of those cities. I'd like to remind everyone that the first Saturday of the month, we give away a radio on the I Can Help show. And all you have to do is email me at info@markthespark.org. We also have another radio company that is talking to us about possibly sponsoring, and this would be a digital radio company. Now, every week I have a sponsor. I bring them on to my show to talk about their business, kind of how they got started, some troubles they might have had, and hopefully today they're enjoying some success. And this week, we have Joe in the studio with us today. Would you like to say hello, Joe?
Absolutely. How's it going, Mark?
Very good. Glad you're here. And also, Pam is with us, co-host today. Would you like to say hello, Pam?
Aloha, Mark.
And Pam is obviously from Hawaii, and she is helping us co-host. Now, I would like to mention some sponsors for the I Can Help show. As you heard earlier, we are brought to you by Hydrolite, which boosts your immune system. And seems like a lot of people are getting colds right now, the sniffles, scratchy throat. It's a great time to try Hydrolite, and it's spelled Hydralyte. Also sponsoring is Rich Phillips Auto, Art World, Biz for Christ, and also a shout out to Marco Polo BMW in La Jolla. And at the end of the show, I will give the address and phone numbers so you have a time, get a chance to get a pen and paper and have some time to write down the sponsor you might be interested in. And if you would like to be a sponsor on the I Can Help show, well, you can go to my website, www.markthespark.org. And you'll see three packages: episode, seasonal, and title sponsorship. The episode gives you a 13-minute interview in the studio, and you get two 30-second commercials and ownership of your interview to use on your website and social media platforms. The seasonal sponsor does pretty much the same, but can run for 8 weeks. And then the title sponsor is brought to you by, and then also has the same package for 8 weeks. The show begins with brought to you by and ends with brought to you by. And if you're interested in sponsorship, please go to my website. There's a form you can fill out, and I'd love to have you. You can come on and talk about your small business. At this time right now, I usually read some emails. And I have a few, but I would like to comment on the past one I got from Melissa on the credit scores. And she also thanks me for that. But I'd like to briefly go over it again real quick. That a poor score is 300 to 579, and a fair score is 580 to 669. And a good score is 670 to 739. And then a very good score is 740 to 799. And then if you can get up to 800, it goes up to 850. That's considered excellent. And I'd also like to give a shout out to credit.org. If you want to look them up or contact them, they have a whole thing on credit. And they can help you sometimes repair credit and also can show you what to do with your credit. I also list a few lenders that lend under $75,000 and under, also kind of known as angel investors, too. Most banks, most angel investors do want $100,000 and over, and so do most banks. But this three institutes I wrote down. You can check them out. It's Banner Bank, B-A-N-N-E-R. They're in Chula Vista on F Street. You can go see Juan, and they claim to help small businesses. I have been in there myself, and I will tell you, you will need a business plan, and you probably need some form of collateral if you go to Banner Bank. Also, CDC is a small business finance. You can contact Miriam. They make small business loans, and also Harvest Bank, and they're up in Encinitas. You can contact Bailey. And those are three. They lend for like $75,000 and under. And I also want to mention Accessity. They were once a sponsor on the show, and they're very good at giving small loans. And right now I kind of give an entrepreneurial story. Or an entrepreneurial saying. I've done several stories. I've done Jimmy Dean Sausage, of course, my favorite, Famous Amos. Did the Burger King, too, how one got down to $11.40. And there's been several entrepreneurial stories. And there's also sayings. I've done what fear means. Also, a broken-down entrepreneur, the meaning of entrepreneur. And right now, I'd just like to give a quick little saying because I kind of want to get to the sponsor in our studio today. But a saying that my mother used to say to me is, early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. And now that I've gotten older, I can see where it actually does come into play. So I'd like to first say, too, if anyone is joining us right now, bad, 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 you know you hurt my feelings. We are KCBQ, and it's the I Can Help Show. And we come on 8 to 8:30 every Saturday night, and we're at 1170 a.m., and I bet you knew that. 96.1 FM if you're in the North County. Now, Joe is here in the studio with us, and he has a product. It's peanut butter, which I think almost everybody loves. And he's going to tell us a little bit about his peanut butter, kind of, and hopefully his story, how he got started. And, Joe, I'd like to first say welcome to the studio. And if you could maybe tell us a little bit how you got started, and then we'll get to where you get your peanuts from and a few other questions.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me. My name is Joe Wilhelm, and I am the owner of Johnny Martin LLC, and we produce JoJo's Peanut Butter.
Mm-hmm. I saw it at the Hillcrest Farmers Market, and I had to go over and take a taste. And I did. And I got to tell you, it was wonderful. Okay, I give it an A1. And I've been in food and beverage all my life. You're talking close to 30 years. So I have at least I know a little bit about food, okay?
That means a lot.
Okay, it was very good. And go on, too, a little bit.
No, I appreciate the kind words. So what we've done is just, like you said, peanut butter is a staple item in most homes. But after learning so much about the negative ingredients that we use in a lot of the food in America, I decided to come up with a product that was very clean and nutritional for any age. It's not a targeted market for gym people or anything like that. It's not gimmicks or anything. It's just simple, clean food. Simple, clean peanut butter. And we say, tasting is believing.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. I know when I tasted, I was a believer from the first bite.
Perfect.
Now, I put on some products out on the market before, and I know it all starts kind of like where it originates, you know. So, like your peanuts, where do you get them? Just to start with.
So it started initially back in 2015. I was competing in fitness competitions, and I wanted something, a healthy snack to hold me between my meals. And so, as always, right, when you're in the gym, peanut butter and jelly is a go-to.
It sure is.
Right? So I didn't, after learning about the food and history of ingredients, I noticed a lot of them weren't very healthy. So I started making my own for my own consumption. But then guys at the gym would see what I'm snacking on and so forth, and so they wanted to try it. And basically, the product grew from there. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't think much about starting a business with it until after the whole lockdowns and everything. And I stepped away from a 16-year career and decided to pursue this.
Wow. Well, can we jump back to the gym for a minute?
Absolutely.
When I was in my 20s, and that was about 100 years ago, I used to work out 6 days a week. I loved it. And I never got big like the greased up bodybuilders on the stage, but I did get a little size and I loved it. And I always had a jar of peanut butter in my duffel bag. And I was not alone either. And it's very popular in the gym to see people working out will have some peanut butter. I know my favorite at the time was I used to put it on sliced apples.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and I'd put a scoop on a banana, and it tastes great.
Yes, sir.
And it's very good of the protein. But I just wanted to jump back to the gym and say how popular it is in the gym.
It really is, and that's why we went with a low-profile jar. Mm-hmm. So when you're scooping it out with a knife or a spoon, you don't get your dirty knuckles.
Yes.
And then we use a plastic container, unfortunately, but for safety reasons, because initially we were in mason jars, and just like yourself, I would carry it in my gym bag, and one day I went in and sat my gym bag down, and my jar busted. And so for safety reasons, we've stuck with plastic and make it more convenient and safe for people.
Well, I can see that. I can imagine a broken peanut butter jar inside your duffel bag.
It ruined the workout. I left. I left the gym. There was no working out that day. I was done.
It was probably a workout just cleaning the gym bag.
It was horrible. The belt, the straps, everything. It was ridiculous. So we're in plastic now.
Okay. Well, anyways, back to the where you got the peanuts, just briefly, and we can go on to other questions.
Yes, sir. So as I started growing the business, I needed to research suppliers. And come to find out, actually, American peanuts are grown really in two regions, in a southern region, more around Texas and so forth, and majority of the southern East Coast. And so we actually buy our peanuts from a supplier out on the East Coast of the United States.
Wow, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah. And there's four different types of peanuts as well that different people use for different sauces, spreads, butters, or anything.
Really?
Yes, sir.
I didn't even think of that. You just think of peanut, you think of just a peanut.
Yep.
And so I assume they're grown in different regions, the different ones.
They are, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's very interesting. So you get yours from the East Coast?
We do, yes, sir.
Wow. And then I imagine it's you got to ship it across the U.S. Is there any problems with supply?
Right now, we've had no problems with supplies. We've had no issues with contaminations. Actually, we get the reports from our supplier on the batch of peanut butter, of the peanuts that we order. So I'm very thankful to work with suppliers who are very thorough and diligent.
Right. Because, you hear the supply chain is a big problem right now to a lot of products. I know I was in Vons, and you still see empty spaces on the shelf. Never mind the price of chicken and eggs.
Yeah.
It's gone through the roof.
It is ridiculous, I think. We've been very fortunate, though, on our ordering. And ironically, our consumable items have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
We've had issues with getting labels, lids, and jars in stock.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that in the second half.
Yes, sir.
I take a break right now. I get a little drink of water. Pam says I take a nap, but no, I take a water. We'll take a break right now, and we'll come back with the second half and tell us a little bit more about that.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to I Can Help with Mark the Spark, the show made for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. Mark would like to hear from you directly, so please email any questions or comments you have to info@markthespark.org. You can also visit his website at markthespark.org. That's markthespark.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show so you can talk about your business, please reach out to Mark. You can always find him at info@markthespark.org. He may even address your question on the air. That's info@markthespark.org.
Welcome, 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 welcome back. Welcome back to the second half of the show, I Can Help, a show about small business entrepreneurs and their story, how they got started. Every week I have a different entrepreneur in the studio, and we're here with Joe and his homemade peanut butter, and we're learning really all the many benefits of peanut butter. Joe, I think I left off with you where you got your peanuts from, and also if there was any problem with the supply chain, and it seems like at the time there wasn't. You had more trouble with the labels and the caps. And if you want to elaborate a little bit more on that, and then I know Pam is waiting with a question to ask you. She keeps kicking me under the desk here, so I know she's got a question for you. So just a little bit on the labels and that.
Oh, absolutely. So one thing I learned, as your business grows, you want to start planning and forecasting your growth. Don't wait last minute until you get low on your supplies. Have confidence in yourself and plan ahead and order in bulk.
Well, that's a very good info. You know the saying, everyone has a plan till you, well, get punched in the face.
Exactly.
That means till something goes wrong.
Exactly.
You know? And most entrepreneurs, something does go wrong.
It does. You start maybe growing, or the demand comes greater than what you had envisioned.
Mm-hmm.
So just always look at that big picture and be ready for that growth, because you never know when it's going to come.
Right. Because you probably never thought you would have trouble getting labels or caps. That's probably the last thing on your mind.
Exactly. My thought was going to be the actual food.
Right.
Itself. You always think that you have endless supply of plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, that was our holdup. It put us behind for a week, actually.
So it shows you really just can't always predict when you start a business how it's going to go.
No, sir.
Pam, did you want to go ahead with your question?
Yeah. So, Joe, I had a question, because I know that your peanut butter is an all-natural product. So what makes it different than the regular peanut butter on the shelf in the grocery stores?
Great question. We get this asked at the farmers markets all the time. So we pride ourselves in using just clean, simple ingredients. And what you'll see on our FDA regulated label is coconut oil, grapeseed oil, honey, and maple. And we use imported honey and imported grapeseed.
Mm.
Our grapeseed is part of a non-GMO project, and it's used processed as a cold press with less solvents than the heated solvent solutions. So it's healthier that way and easier for your body to digest.
Wow.
And the coconut oil is actually organically certified. But because of all the other ingredients, we're not able to put the certification on our label. But I can tell you, too, the maple comes from New England area, United
Whoa.
States.
Yeah, let's give a shout out to New England. Okay.
And so that's from a farm that they use all natural trees. There's no fertilizers. Their farm, I'm familiar and know the family. We actually visited our maple farm, and we visited the peanut farm as well.
Wow.
So I feel very connected with some of my suppliers.
And that's good to do.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Go and meet someone face-to-face and actually see where your product's coming from.
Exactly. I think that's the best way to be.
I know one of my products, I was looking at a co-packer, because like you say, sometimes the supply can get more. I mean, the demand can get more than you can supply.
Exactly.
So a co-packer will often want to know where your main ingredients are coming from. Mm-hmm. Can they get them on a steady basis?
Exactly.
You know, and it's really a big deal. No, so how did you come up with the name? And we'll start with that. We talked a little bit about distribution, but I know in the beginning, lots of times, and Pam's talked about branding. Last week, we talked about branding. And I know I've been kind of creative on labels. I actually have kind of a drafting table in my bedroom that I work on sometimes late at night, or sometimes at 3 a.m. I wake up, I'm wide awake. So I set up and I do a little work, then I can go back to bed. But so how did you come up with the name, maybe logo or anything pertaining to that?
It's funny you ask, because the name was literally the hardest thing to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm sure a lot of business startups run into that issue.
I'm sure.
You kind of try to force it upon yourself, and then they usually come organically out of nowhere, right?
Yes.
And so the name JoJo is actually my childhood nickname.
Uh-huh.
And that was something that my family had called me all my life until I got mature and like 15, 16. Like, no, you're a man now. You're called Joe.
Yeah.
So nonetheless, all my nieces and nephews still call me Uncle JoJo. And my niece was with me one summer, and I just kept hearing that name. And I thought, you know what? If a child can pronounce the name, if it's on a shelf, a mother is probably more likely to buy it or to look at it, right?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. So that's why our name is like four on the forefront. Bright and big.
Right.
And then you can see it says peanut butter. But I thought JoJo was going to be very catchy.
It is.
And then some people get confused because on the back it says distributed by Johnny Martin LLC. And as I mentioned initially, that's actually my grandfather's name.
Uh-huh.
And he was a huge influencer in my life. And it was one of the steady rocks that I had, him and my father. And so I wanted his name to live on. And
yes,
that's why I named my company after his.
Wow. You know, we had a sponsor, Rich Phillips, that I mentioned, and he his father passed away, and the whole business fell in his lap, and then he became an entrepreneur.
Very nice.
Went to school, learned, upgraded equipment, and mm-hmm. he's doing just wonderful now. And I certainly wish him a lot of success. Distribution name, that's kind of what you got there, and we've been talking about the branding. I will say it does look like it pops off the shelf. And that's what you want.
It does, yes.
Right. And for all you listeners out there, you can go to my website, markthespark.org, and you'll be able to see JoJo Peanut Butter on there. You'll also be able to click on to the logo icon, and there will be information on that product, and that will be on my website. Pam, did you have anything more that you wanted to ask Joe before I go into a couple of my... I don't know what you want to call them, but fun facts.
Yeah, I am interested because I love the fact that it's all natural, mm-hmm. and we are peanut butter lovers, of course. So who is your biggest market? Can we find in the grocery store? I know that you go to farmers markets. So who do you market to specifically?
So my idea when starting this was, like I said, just for self-consumption. But as it's grown now and with everything that's being consumed by children and everyone in America, really, we want to target just a normal household. We're not going after a niche market, not the gym market, not people who are hiking and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just I want to be a standard brand and a household name. I know people say, oh, that's crazy, you can't, and all this stuff, but never listen to the naysayers. Go after what you believe in. And I believe as soon as people start tasting this and the word gets out and you see the simplicity of it, that, yes, we would hopefully take over households in a sense and replace, I'll say it, Jif and Skippy.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, I know. Because if you was to Google in, those two pop up.
Exactly, and they hold the highest share of the market. But you know,
and fun facts I have found that is the peanut butter is good for the heart.
Yes,
for those of us who do have a heart, and peanut butter also contains omega 6, the fatty acid, and that lowers bad cholesterol, the LDL, and it increases good cholesterol. The LDL, and that's really something that is beneficial to most people, I would say. And then my favorite is the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And how that came about was a dairy man named Harry Reese, and he was a struggling farmer. He was struggling bad, couldn't make it, and he was working on a farm owned by Milton Hershey. And then in 1928, Harry began mixing the chocolate with some of the peanut butter that he was consuming, and thus we got the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And also, one of my favorites, and probably most kids, is the PB and jelly sandwich when growing up, and even today once in a while, and how they have always suggested using strawberry or raspberry, I think because of the sweetness, and not to put a lot of jelly because it makes it too soggy. And I said to myself, it took me 15 years to say yum, and then they changed it to yelly. It's kind of a little joke then. Some might not get, like the roof joke, over the head. And Wonder Bread was one of the first breads to be used in that peanut butter and jelly. We all remember that loaf of Wonder Bread And although the bread's not very good for you, but the peanut butter can also lower anxiety and depression, which I find very, very helpful. We're coming to the end of our show. Joe, is there anything you'd like to say, like maybe your website, email, how anyone can reach you, the farmers markets that you are at, or to that effect?
Absolutely. So right now, we're still a new company, and we're in two local farmers market, one being Hillcrest on Sunday mornings, and then we're also in a La Mesa farmers market, which it runs on Friday evenings, 3 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, and website or email?
Yes, our website and Instagram are both Jojo's PB, mm-hmm. which is JOJOSPB.com.
Got it. Also, if anyone wants to check it out, you can go to my website too, markthespark.org. And at this time, I'd like to thank you, Joe, for coming in.
Thank you for having me, sir.
Bringing us some samples. Pam, did you want to say anything to Joe other than thank you?
Yeah, that I'm sold. I'm going to be eating his peanut butter.
I am too. So thank you once again, Joe, and I appreciate it very much. And everyone can go to my website and see Joe. And now I would like to thank our sponsors for our show tonight. Again, it was Art World, and they're at 1266 Broadway in El Cajon. You can go see Ben and Helen. They'll tell you how art is a better investment than the stock market. And their number is 619-440-1041. Also, Rich Phillips Auto on 7105 El Cajon Boulevard in San Diego. Biz for Christ. You can go to their website, B-I-Z, the number 4, and the word Christ. They are entrepreneurs that hold business meetings. And also our sponsor, Hydrolite, which is helps the immune system. And right now, a lot of people seem to be getting colds. And it's certainly a good time to check out Hydrolite, spelled H-Y-D-R-A-L-Y-T-E. And once again, I'm Mark the Spark. The show is I Can Help, and we're here on KCBQ. You can find us every Saturday night from 8 to 8:30, talking to a small business entrepreneur, kind of how their story and their product. And it's a show that's a little different from other shows. I don't know too many shows out there that bring on small business entrepreneurs, and they get to tell this story. So if you would like to be on the I Can Help show, just go to my website. There's plenty of ways you can contact me. And I'd like to thank you once again for tuning in. And this is means so much to me. And this is Mark the Spark saying goodnight, along with Pam, my co-host, and Joe. I appreciate it very much, Joe.
We appreciate you, Mark. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Good night. And hopefully see you next Saturday. Mark the Spark saying goodnight.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.